IPAs, because pills don't pay the bills. This is the perfect pour.
Right, don't forget that.
Yeah,
don't be some cutesy brewer that's like, we're only gonna make pills. We're no pills brewer. Well,
all pills.
I'll brewing. See you in 6 months when you're selling your equipment. Welcome to the Perfect Pour. It's a show about things interesting. The beer geeks. I am Mikey.
Sometimes I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt, and I wonder how Sued Work is doing.
Oh, wow. Good pool.
Ooh.
Sued Work.
All lagers all the time.
Wow, they did it creatively. They are doing it. Doing it? Question mark? Creatively. They do a good job with it. So
you're saying they're doers?
They're doers. They're not just like, we make some lagers. Wow, how is Sued Work going? What's going on? Why do we not see Sued Work? Somebody check out Sued Work. Somebody go check in on them. Make sure they're okay. For the next, as we check on Sued Work for the next hour or two, we're going to be hanging out with you and having some good beers and thinking about the beers we had last week and dreaming about the beers we're looking out for. And also, we have the most vibrant voicemail line in podcasting. And so listeners are going to call us and call us drunk or call us sober. Tell us what's going on. All those things are going to happen here. We're moments away from that. During the tailgate, we tailgate before the show. Any reputable podcast should do some tailgating. And I tailgated with a Central California brewery. There does not exist. It is,
what?
I believe, a new beer, the AE 3021. IPA. It's very good. It was the second time having it. Enjoyable. Got it at the market. Tony Bags distributes this stuff, and it's great stuff. And I highly recommend.
Hey, it does not exist. The most recent batch was delivered by Stormy. Just throwing it out there.
Sorry, Stormy. Tony Bags slipping, dude. Probably going down to San Diego or something. Can't come to Fresno. He's like, oh, why don't you do that? I'm going to go to San Diego. I'm not going to Valley today.
Let the FNG take care of it.
Yeah. Is there an update on Sued Work? Have we found if Sued Work is an operation still?
Their Boot Juice release beer thing was postponed because of uptick in Yolo County due to COVID, but in other news, they have a Hypno Kitty double IPA, so they make IPAs
now. Oh, see? They're like, oh yeah, we do need to make money. I love having this lager brewery, but I also like money.
All lagers, please.
They're like, oops, we used ale yeast in this one.
Oopsie daisy. Only billionaires that have instead of going to space, they'll open up an all lager brewery because they don't need to make money. That's the dream of every beer geek that becomes a millionaire. Like, I'll go open up my own brewery that serves the only style I like.
You remember amber ales? Yeah, I make a lot of them.
All ambers.
Brown ales, bring them.
All I'll browns. Them all. And all brown browns. Brewery. All brown brewery. What do we got that's like a Bud Light? We don't have anything that's like a Bud Light, sir.
Brown light.
Brown light. All right. It has light in the title.
It's the same beer, just different glass.
Yeah.
I give it to you in a solo cup, so it feels lighter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Just don't look at it. Nick, what are you drinking?
For realsies?
No, fakesies. I want fake. Just lie to us all.
My tailgate beer was supposed to be an Around the Way IPA from Pariah. That was a donation from Ants and Robin. But I drank it too quick, so then I opened up my TDH Azaka hops from the Bearded Brewer 87 donation.
Was that supposed to be all of us opened at the same time beer?
Probably, but oops.
Oh, my God.
Enjoy at some point.
His fault, Matt.
I mean, you can't. TDH doesn't last in the brother's fridge. I already know. Like, he'll just like somebody that's like looking for that fourth meal, he'll just kind of walk by the fridge and go, hi.
Hey. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When you're dropping it off, he's already opening it before he walks back to the house. Like,
yeah. I almost road soda'd this one on the way home picking it up. I was like, wait. Oh, it's still daylight. We can't do that.
Open container, bro.
Yeah. It's in the cup holder, though. It's looking mighty fine. Starting to sweat a little bit.
I guess you could get a ticket from just having an open, if you were like completely sober and you had an open beer.
But you just wanted to smell it.
Yeah. You're just like, I'm just smelling the aroma, officer. Oh, okay. Carry on.
I needed the aroma.
I just need an aroma so I can get home, keep myself awake. I'll fall asleep at the wheel. What? Nothing. I was not falling asleep at the wheel. What are you drinking, Matt?
Triple dry hop Sherman with the Zaka hops.
Oh, well, there you go.
You guys conspired against me.
They're like, let's just open this beer and don't tell Mikey.
Now I look like the dipshit.
Who's the jerk now?
Yeah, it was a jerk now. I opened up this Pilsner. I'm drinking a Pilsner.
Mikey, what show is this?
it's the Hate on Mikey for 2 hours show.
It's no. What show number is this?
It's 420, man. This show 420.
So it's 420 episodes, and we all made sure that we had. All three of us had the same beer twice. If you can't put that together by this time, there's no hope.
There's no hope.
We're losing our Apple 5 stars as we speak.
Yeah, you know what? Everyone that's left an Apple review is like, you know what? I'm going to go change my review. Demoted.
Well, it's delicious. You're missing out.
Well, I can go get it right now. I can go get it right now.
It's bitter.
Don't tempt me. I'll do it. Yeah, you guys push me.
We got the next beer lined up that you'll hopefully participate in.
Wow.
Hint.
Whatever, man. I'm gonna go do my own show over here in the corner.
Yeah. Is the wine party happening again tonight?
they do this to me like every week.
No, we do.
So there you go. That's what we're drinking or not drinking. Let's begin the show. Post haste. Culture. Nick.
Culture. I'm still upset about Fresno's Abacus being taken down.
Ooh.
That would have made a cool brewery tap room.
Ooh, yeah. Banks?
Banks? I'm convinced old Banks will make great bars one day.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody's done that yet.
Well, the Bank of America and Tower District is slated to be a cannabis shop if it gets approved. Oh,
boo. Boo.
So it's in the sort of in the realm of that.
No, nope,
you're right. A lot of the cool buildings are banks.
Yeah. Plus, you get a vault drinking.
There's at least two in California. There's literally called the Bank in Sacramento.
Mm.
And it's literally just like a, just imagine like, here, I'll send this to you.
Can you drink at the teller windows?
Ooh, can I get, you, no, can you, I pick you, up my online you're order?
You're into a safe deposit window? Box.
Oh, ooh. That's where you keep the rare beer in the safety deposit box.
Mm-hmm.
Like a cigar lounge would have, the humidor, the personal humidors. You could have your personal safety deposit chiller. You age a beer in the box.
Yes, exactly.
No, that's my dream. Might happen. Drinking at the teller station, that only allows for six people at a time, but.
You can pick up all your beer with those. If the chutes are still working at the drive-ups, they could put the.
The vacuum tube.
Yeah, the vacuum tube. You could put the beer in the vacuum tube. Zoom, zoom.
Crowlers to go in the vacuum tube.
Well, if it's a hazy, I want it to be rolled. That basically rolls your hazy. Oh,
you could vacuum tube it to agitate.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Vacuum tube.
Agitation level 7. Zhunk.
There you go. You can check your.
I'm not checking that.
Text messages. Check the group chat, guys.
I'm on a podcast audio.
they have a mezzanine. It's like 20-foot ceilings.
I love mezzanines.
They have the controversial self pour taps.
Ooh.
Boo.
Boo.
Can you rent out the manager's office for private parties?
Private parties.
There's another one like this in Long Beach. I don't know if it was a bank or just an old building that was styled like that. I didn't get to go in it because one of our friends had flip-flops, and they're like, we don't allow flip-flops in this establishment.
That son of a bitch. Just thought he could go carousing around town in his flip-flops. Jeez.
No shirt, no shoes, no dice.
No dice. Hamilton. The bottom of the security bank building, there's a vents in there, and there's a vault.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe somebody could turn that temporary. It is
creepy.
And it's officially creepy.
But I have drank wine down there, so I'm not terribly opposed to that idea. Thanks, Art Hop.
What are we talking about next?
Other wish list / dream ideas. Still waiting for my tap room / delicatessen where I could have a sandwich and a beer. That has not
come out of COVID. Somebody get on that.
Yeah. Another show favorite was the Hardware Store Brewery.
Yeah.
Have not seen that yet.
Nope. Still nothing.
Probably the biggest dream ever would be coffee shop in the morning. tap room in the afternoon/evening.
Sounds good. All these we're all waiting for.
Looking out for. Looking out for places to drink.
And if you're really good at hiding, you could just enjoy both worlds.
Wow. Is that like hiding in a movie theater and waiting for the next showing?
Yeah. You crash out at 2 a.m., then get back up at 6 like, and get your coffee.
The whole time. Home. Or like at Club Fred when you would get in before the band started charging, and then you would sort of hide when the guy goes around looking looking to get some cover charge for the bands.
Wow.
But I already paid. But then you're stuck because you can't leave anymore. You can't, cause you're
are you the reason they made the stalls half height?
Yeah. They're like, people are hiding in there.
Oh, I paid my $5. They forgot to stamp me. Yeah, the guy at the door forgot to stamp me. Me, that's me.
The guy before you.
I'm the guy that... No, the guy was working before you. Nobody's working for me. I'm the guy that stamps hands. Well, there's some other guy here, and he stamped me. So, what you talking about, bro? No, I always pay my cover charge. Don't be talking like
oh, yeah?
Mikey doesn't pay his cover charge. I always pay him.
Wow.
Even though I was sort of media, so I should have been let in. I should have been on the list.
Privileged.
Anytime somebody did say like, oh, yeah, I'll put you on the list. It just never was. Like, especially at Starline. That happened.
Never
like,
on
that,
the
that
list.
That guy, remember that guy at Starline? The door guy at Starline? He just would not didn't talk to you. I mean, you might know him actually, but like he was just never talking.
You know what's funny is I actually got to know him at the bike shop.
Oh wow!
Instead of Starline, he's like, "Hey, I've seen you before." I was like, "Oh yeah, we come to Starline often. My father-in-law's band plays there." He's like, yeah, I didn't recognize you now."
So he talks.
Yeah,
maybe he just hates me then.
I don't like your face.
I don't like your face.
Your friend is fine, but you, I don't like your face.
You're the guy that doesn't tip.
Guy that doesn't tip.
I'm sorry, I didn't know.
You're the doorman. I don't need to tip.
I think he didn't trust that I'm pretty sure he thought I had a fake ID, maybe. Maybe that was it. Sure.
That's a made-up name if I've ever seen one. Lots of people's girlfriends are in there.
My girlfriend's in there.
Lots of people's girlfriends are in there. What else, Nick? What are we talking about? Sorry.
Dream bars. I don't know why Untapped posted this.
Why? Did
furthermore, I don't know why I bothered to look at Untapped's blog tonight, but I did.
You're the guy. They're like, I'm the guy.
We got one hit tonight. So tonight they're talking about their times two badge on Untapped. And their intro line is because two is always better than one, right? So somebody's dad is writing for Untapped. but anyways, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's basically talking about Imperials, IPAs and stouts. And, wait, are we doing Carl Strauss? What are we doing?
Did you just open it? Better go get it.
Somebody opened up here.
Yeah.
Ooh, better
go get it.
All right. Matches. Blah, blah, blah. Double IPAs drink.
Blah, blah, blah. Double IPAs.
And Matt has opened up a beer donated to the show by the, I believe,
Fontana Jim.
Oh, no, Fontana Jim. Sorry, Jim. This is, and we each have one. Isn't that cute?
I was having this conversation.
Gold.
with Brian, or aka Wazoo Corvette, and I was like, I really don't care the brewery, but if it has a circle, square, triangle as far as the hops, which are usually Citra, Mosaic, and Simcoe, I don't care what order they're in. It could be square, triangle, circle, circle, triangle, square, triangle, circle, square. I'm like, if it has those three things on it, I'll buy it.
Yeah. What are we talking about? Secret letters?
Secret, I was telling Brian earlier. I was like, if it's an IPA that advertises Citra, Mosaic, and Simcoe, I was like, I don't care what order. If the label is like IPA with, I go, yep, buy it.
You characterize them as shapes. I see now.
That's the thing. Because some people are like, oh, no, this is Mosaic, Citra, Simcoe. Or this is...
dry hop. Dry hop. What's the Mosaic? Well,
yeah.
At the end of the boil. They
go alphabetical, the super number of letters, the order that it was in the beer.
End of the boil. A lot of breweries, they go to the end boil. You don't know what that means. We go to the end of the boil. We dry hop it. Mosaic.
Yeah. This is a completely different beer from the last one we just had, or that two of us just had.
This is Coronado Brewing Company and Carl Strauss coming together to make core values of Carl Strauss's collaboration series. This has been a couple months. A West Coast IPA brewed with Pacific Northwest apples. Available throughout California.
Definitely has I feel like I should be drinking this for breakfast. I have apples for breakfast, and this beer fits that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good breakfast beer.
Apples.
You can have this beer with your bagel and cream cheese. You're good to go. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Nobody could say shit. She's like, this is apple beer. I mean, apple juice. Not beer.
Apple juice beer.
I can have this.
No wheezing the juice.
Oh, funny you say that, Nick. You'll find out later.
Great.
So thanks.
So anyways, Untappd talks about their 2x badge. Blah, blah, blah. But anyways, this is fun. They are tributing Mr. Russian River, Vinny Chiruso.
Vinny Chiruso, huh?
As the innovator of the double IPA, 1994.
Ooh, innovator, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Certainly opened it up to the masses.
It's the third highest checked in style on Untappd.
What's one and two then? That's what makes
me wow.
That is IPA.
Let's see if they did their
lager
due diligence. Third highest. So if I click the link that says third highest checked in style, will it take me to the rest? Yes, it will.
Oh, good job.
What do you think number one is?
Untappd blogger, unnamed Untappd blogger. Number one. And on Untappd, I think it's going to be lager.
Okay.
Because they're, it's everything.
Mm. Matthew?
What's the question?
Perfect. IPAs is the answer.
Number IPAs. Number one style.
Lager doesn't come in until number 10.
Well, what's number two then?
IPA - New England.
Wow. What a top three. IPAs, New England IPAs, and double IPAs.
And double.
One, two, and three on Untappd.
I'll support it.
Number four is pale. Number five, double New England.
Give me some hops.
Wow. When does a non-pale New England style come into play?
Number six with sours.
Wow. That was really off on lagers.
Wow. That actually shocked you. Wow. I can't believe it.
I am in shock. I was really off. I just hear so much lager buzz from brewers. I just assume everyone's drinking lager.
Number nine, I think, will also surprise you. Not shock, but surprise.
Farmhouse.
Solid guess. General vicinity.
Goose.
Ooh, no. Colder.
Lambics?
Warmer.
Kolsch.
Damn. I don't know where Kolsch's fall against Belgian triples.
Oh, God, disgusting. You people are disgusting. How dare you put Belgian triples in the top 10? What the fuck are you people doing out there in Untappd land?
I used to support
Untappd. I don't anymore. This is ridiculous. You people
when
are
they
sick.
Proclaimed Hot Girl Summer for 2021, apparently Belgian triples were included in that.
Can I get a badge for Hot Girl Summer? When I drink a Belgian triple, they're like, Hot Girl Summer badge. Yes. Been wanting that badge.
Yep.
Why is triple spelled funny?
Why do you spell it like that? It's stupid. Don't you know there's an L, an E?
Isn't it I before E and sometimes after L or something?
I before E, except right. after C. Sometimes before L. M's the rules. Central Unified taught that as well as Fresno Unified?
Belgian triples.
Central Unified has a Belgian triples lesson plan.
Yeah, you know, metal shop, wood shop,
Belgian
shop.
Metal shop.
It's blue collar.
Central High West has metal shop, and then OG Central High has Belgian triple class. That's right.
Teaching the old ways. Mm-hmm. Room temperature fermentation.
Room temp beer.
Firkins. Bring back the firkins.
No, nobody needs to bring back firkins.
bring back firkins.
Now.
What's your firkin lineup?
Leave. Anything else, Nick?
I'm going to retire my segment right there.
Retire it? Well, hopefully it'll come out of retirement next week.
Oh, of course. With hopefully an update on where the abacus went.
It gets no benefits, by the way. You really should wait till your Social Security age for you.
Once a week, I'm going to update the number of beers I drank on that abacus if it ever comes back.
Ooh.
It's like a Untappd leaderboard analog stuff.
Check-ins. Sweep the abacus board.
That's right.
Matt, do you have any culture looking out for items to share with the group?
Yes, the Fieldwork Brewing officially opens new Napa location. So,
ooh.
go get yourself some field work beers in North.
Plenty of beer drinking in Napa.
Is it North? Would that be North Bay? Is that North Bay? Can you call it that?
Northeast Bay, you could. I don't think anybody would say that, though, there. You have to ask Paul from Fairfax or the producer on that one.
Producer, can we get the coordinates of that Bay Area location?
Producer isn't in the studio. It's just east of Marin.
Everything's east of Marin.
Everything's east of Marin, and then, if you want it to be.
For those Brewers Association
the BA.
Members.
BA.
You said association.
Yeah. And they have a cool article to supporting employee mental health and wellness. And they kind of have a little, it kind of goes into different areas where what different breweries are helping to do to help support their staff. They say breweries are often small groups of people, and it sometimes turns, you know, instead of like a staff, it's more like a family and just kind of taking care and looking out for each other. And they have some good suggestions of what other breweries are doing to reinforce that. So I encourage you to join the Brewers Association if you're part of a brewery or the industry and tap into their resources.
Should we join the Brewers Association as the perfect board?
Sure. Do it.
Do we get cards that say industry?
Yeah. Do we get industry cards? I can flash at any brewery.
Yeah. That'll be $12.50. Oh, I'm so sorry. Hold on. Let me show you this.
Oh, how cute. $12.50. apparently you haven't seen this industry.
How about 12:49?
Okay, yeah. They're all, oh, okay, sir. 12:40. Thank you. That's what I thought.
It sounds more like it.
It's more like it. Well, I'm going to go while Matt's away. If Matt has something, he can come back in with it. It is for
parking lot report.
Episode parking lot report. No, I don't have a parking lot. I'm not damn in a parking lot. Damn it. Sorry.
Son of a.
It is episode 420. So what does it make me think, like, where are the THC/CBD beers? Like, that seemed like something that was going to, like, really come on. Like, here they come. But I am yet to see. California, it's legal. And neighboring states, it's legal. But I've yet to see. I've not seen one in the wild. Have you even seen a CBD beer or had a CBD beer? Or? Nope. Nobody has.
Nope. Oh, have you? That was a question.
Have you seen one? Have you seen one? Have you had one?
I've seen them. It was a while ago. Where's my Google Music?
They're like, I was like, here they come. It's coming on the scene. Then.
Yeah. Ooh, Coors Light Chill. Nope. That's something different.
That sounds like maybe one of their,
top seven best CBD beers to enjoy. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm really ready.
General Washington's Secret Stash IPA.
Yeah, Stash, reference Stash.
Two Flowers IPA. Oh, New Belgium Hemperer. There it is. We've all had that one.
Yeah, well, right? We have had that one.
No?
Right. No, I think we have.
The High Flyer from Green Times. Hemp Tales Hemp. Hemp Ale from Humboldt. They're considering Humboldt Hemp Ale.
Yeah, I know. That's
a CBD beer.
It's a bit of a stretch. Unless they start doing something different.
Outbound Brewing. Non-alcoholic. It's an NA CBD infused beer. There you go. There's your top seven CBD infused beers. Top seven.
So they're out there, but it didn't catch on. I mean, just because it's state to state, it's different. So I guess it's hard for them to catch on.
That's exactly why. Ooh, the apple's a lot to take in on this one.
Oh.
It's kind of wearing my palate out already.
Uh-oh.
Can't have a little that. Too much cidery for me.
So I'm looking out for beers. I'm looking out for Summer Sweat happening at Tioga Sequoia Brewing.
What? August, is that a beer or a festival?
That is a festival, August 21st. Oh. But they have a special beer announcement. They're going to make a special beer. For Summer Sweat. So
lager?
Yeah, they haven't announced it yet. So I'm thinking maybe we can get Matt to tell it here. Just tell us here in the perfect pour. And then we won't say
just
anything.
Say the first letter so of the style.
Yeah. Ooh, that's good. Matt?
It's going to be a lager.
Oh! Ooh. You heard it here. You heard it here. Breaking news.
Nailed it.
What?
Bills do pay the bills at Summer Sweat.
Nobody else in Fresno knows this. So we're the only ones that know. The Summer Sweat beer is going to be a lager. Take that, everybody else.
And exclusive. Finally,
finally, we got an exclusive. I'm not going to push it to ask anything more. I'm just going to take this win. I was like, we know it's going to be a lager. Summer Sweat beer is going to be a lager. If it's not a lager, Matt, you're going to get suspended.
Make it Summer Sweat, but with Z's. Summer Sweat. And then it's a Zorro lager in a new label.
They're just, Tuga just got to push on that Zorro brand. Like, what can we do to incorporate the Zorro brand? Like, no, this is Summer Sweat. It's not Zorro. It's not soccer. Yeah, but that Zorro brand, we got to do it.
Summer Sweat.
It's called Summer Sweat.
Summer Sweat.
So we're looking out for that.
You're welcome.
I plan to go to that Summer Sweat. I love Summer Sweat. It's hot. You stand there on the asphalt, the Tioga, and watch some bands play.
Yeah.
I heard Tioga has those.
Talk to three people.
Yeah. Talk to three people. I heard Tioga has those awning or those whatever those are called, the tent / awning / coverings on the beer garden now. Maybe not. I saw Matt on a ladder this week, so I was worried that he was going to fall off.
I was on a lift, and I was putting up lights. I don't know what else you're talking about.
The shades. Don't you have shades out there now? With the cabling and you pull them across.
Don't. No.
All right. My eyes deceived me. Picture told
He's
me
not saying anything because they stole my design and never called me again.
Matt has t-shirts in the background. Like either he has ghosts on his patio or t-shirts drying it in the background. So it's very distracting. We're totally ghosts on the patio. Boo. We're from Liverpool. We're ghosts from Liverpool. We're
English ghosts.
We English ghosts in Fresno. Don't ask us how that happened. Boo.
We'd like to play you a tune now.
Would you like to hear a tune? Doesn't matter. We're going to play anyway. This one's written by Ringo, so don't pay attention to it.
Yeah, you can pretty much go to the bathroom now.
Time for your bathroom break. A Beatles, a bathroom break at a Beatles show. That just doesn't sound right.
Like, we've got to give them a break. They won't leave if we keep playing.
Well, how about we let Ringo write a song?
Then they'll definitely go to the bathroom now.
Hey, Ringo, would you like to write a song? Peace and love.
How about the Yellow Submarine? Yeah, that ought to do it.
Make it real long. Some people need to wait in a long line. Looking out for this one I was referencing earlier, Nick. Simple Machine Brewing Company out of Phoenix, Arizona. Wheezing the juice.
Wheezing the juice.
A juicy, hazy IPA. Wow. I know you don't care about that style, but it's got a... It's got a...
it's interesting.
You know, he's got the drink fountain open. He's got his mouth underneath the drink fountain, and it's called Wheezing the Juice. So if anybody can get us some Simple Machine Brewing Company cans, we'd appreciate it. The brewery...
it needs to be on the show.
Yeah. The brewery out of the Los Angeles, Anaheim area. I'm wondering how you guys feel about this style. They have the Curiosity Bourbon Barrel Aged Stout with dulce de leche and cinnamon. So it's supposed to be a churro beer.
A churro. I'm in.
You want a churro beer? You okay with the churro beer stout?
I do want a churro beer, especially if it's four times the price it should be, a la Disneyland.
And they have a chocolate variant of this Curiosity.
Ooh, I'll pass on the chocolate berry.
That's cacao nibs.
Cacao.
The famous cacao
nibs. Man, it's okay. I like my cinnamon sugar treats. I don't like chocolate treats.
That's too much, huh? Chocolate and cinnamon. Too much.
No, a lot of people like it. Me, personally, I'm not a chocolate fan.
Oh. In general?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's controversial.
Yes.
We just lost some listeners right now.
Okay, I might as well tell you I don't like mushrooms either. Let's just get it out.
That's not, you know, I mean, I disagree with that.
That's very polarizing. That's another polarizing topping.
I'm in on mushrooms. I'm kind of over mushrooms on burgers at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I just had so much. I went through a huge mushroom burger phase, and so now I'm just over it. So I don't ever order it again.
Add it.
I'll take mushrooms on my pizza every day.
Wow. All right. Well, if we're talking to me and Ed's now, are you fresh or canned?
Canned.
Okay.
Fresh is fine.
Big rubber eraser mushrooms.
Yeah. Oh, they're good. Canned mushrooms, me and Ed's pizza. Pepperoni and canned mushroom, me and Ed's pizza. The best. The best, Jerry. The best. The best. Only Mindy's can make a better pizza than me and Ed's canned mushroom.
Wow.
Pepperoni.
Canned mushrooms.
And that is your culture for this week on episode 420. Only one 420. This is it.
Damn it. Could we do it again?
Nope. Hey, you can be on this show. You can tell us things. You're like, I hate these guys. They're not talking about the thing, or they're wrong about the thing. You can call us and let us know what we're wrong about. 559-492-0542. That's a voicemail line that's open 24/7. Automated. You don't have to worry about us picking it up. Although I did used to pick it up in the Dorktown days. I occasionally would pick it up live, but it doesn't happen. So you can just call, leave us a message, tell us something we need to know, and we will play it on the show. Or you can just record something yourself and send that recording to perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. The show notes have links all the time. Every week we got show notes that have links. So if you have any issues figuring out how to get on the show, check out the show notes. And we'll start this week with the traditional voicemails.
Hey, fellas, can you hear me? I'm line festing.
Whoa.
Yep.
What?
Special release from TF Brewing in Salt Lake. They're doing their Haze Series batch number 4. Hazy All Nelson this time.
Ooh.
Can't wait to try it out. It's currently standing in line and sucking down all this smoke you guys are sending us from the wildfires.
Sorry, NorCal. Blame NorCal.
Usually we get a lot of it anyway every year, but like it moved in today like a big wall of smoke. Like you can watch it move in, and it's so thick. We can actually smell the smoke from California's wildfires. It's crazy. Just got to say, I'm super jealous. Everyone at Radar Palooza, hope you're having a great time. I had all my plans set to go, but sometimes life happens, and, well, I didn't get to go. But things have started coming together. I will be at San Diego Untapped Fest. So all you guys down there in the area, in the L.A. area, hopefully, I think a couple people are planning on coming down and meeting up. Can't wait for that. But yeah. Oh, one last thing. It's been kind of grinding my gears. Surprised really Anthony hasn't called in to set the record straight. So, Mikey.
Oh, Mike, no.
Hey.
What?
Mikey. Listen.
Yes, I'm listening.
Froze. They don't have anything to do with wine or aged in wine or anything like that. Froze is a really, really highly fruited sour beer that, because of the high sugar content and everything, you put it in the freezer, put the unopened can in the freezer for it's an hour and 20 minutes, and then you take it out and you open it up, and it basically becomes like a beer slushy. They're really good. You should try it out sometime.
All right.
But
sounds like work,
that's all
though.
For now. Cheers, everyone at Radar Palooza. I have my own little Palooza at the release today. Be on the Zoom later. But other than that, check your dates. Have fun. Be safe. Later.
I'll have to try a froze sometime. Have you had a froze, Nick?
No.
We'll do it.
No.
Go start freezing stuff. See what tastes good after you freeze it.
Sir, that's why I have whiskey. I drink that in between waiting for my beer to cool down properly in the fridge.
Like, well, I got an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Let's have some whiskey.
Perfect pour. It's Donnie. I am drinking up here in the beautiful Pacific Northwest, although we did get some rain this morning, which was much needed. I did have to work today, but now I am home. I am drinking a Twin Sisters Brewing Fuzzy Morning Walks. It's got a cute little puppy on it. It's a hazy IPA, and it made me think of you boys and your dogs, other than the important one of you that owns cats, because I'm a cat guy. Anyways,
I am
going to move on after this. I picked up a Revision Brewing, you may have heard of them, Reno As Fuck.
Heard of it.
That was a label buy, so I hope it's good. I'm sure you guys have had it. You've had everything. Today. We have a place here in town called Norm's Market. They've turned themselves from a little market into a bottle shop. They got about 2,400 beer SKUs.
They're like, fuck it, let's just be a bottle shop.
Well, he recently has opened his cellar.
Sell sandwiches.
And he's got 150-ish bottles of Sam Adams Utopia to start.
Whoa.
And they go back 20 years.
I'm busting into that.
Hundreds of bottles in the cellar that he's getting ready to open to the public.
and it was pretty interesting seeing it. I got to go there today because, as most people don't know, I'm on the distribution side of the beer industry, and I worked today, my day off. And I went there and I heard about it, so I asked to see it, and they took me back for a tour, and it's pretty cool. It's in the back room of the store, through another door, and then through another door, and it's locked away. And it was really impressive. So I guess I might have to get my wallet out here pretty soon and go in there. Yeah, any suggestions on some barrel aged stuff that you think I should look for? Let me know. Anyways, guys, great show today. As always, I wish I was at Radar Fest, but my wife's not very fun. Anyways, hopefully I can catch up with Chef and possibly Fontana and Aunt Robin at Green Cheek in a week and a half or 2 weeks when we're down at Disneyland. Love to see you guys. Anyways, keep up the good work. Bye.
Bye.
BMW.
Yeah.
Donnie, going to be down there in Disneyland here coming up.
Dang.
Let's do a Green Cheek. Get it.
The only barrel-aged stuff I could think of that he would see would be the 50-50 Eclipse beers from 50-50 Brewing.
Maybe.
Right. Definitely look out for those.
Radar.
Getting Radar Palooza.
What?
I'm not falling for
perfect four. Hello, Wisconsin. All right, let me mute those guys for a second. Hold on. What's up, Perfect Pour?
Hey.
Jay calling from Utah. Virtual Radar Palooza. I just opened. Oh, maybe you guys have heard of this. Maybe you haven't. Some Midnight Lightning? Chaga Squaya?
Matt's clapping.
Oh, Taiga Sequoia, Midnight Lightning. Yoga. Everybody having a great time at Radar Palooza. Great virtual Radar Palooza all around the country. XL Peril just jumped on. And Matt, I gotta say, it's actually the 2020 Midnight Lightning. Oh, fantastic. So good.
That's a good one.
So, man, I just want to call, like, this community that you guys have created is amazing. Sorry.
They're pretty good.
I can still hear these guys. Raising this down. This community you guys created is amazing. Matt, this Midnight Lightning is amazing. Thank you guys so much for all that you do. This is great. Radar, Liz. Liz more than anything.
Liz.
Thank you guys for hosting this.
Liz.
Radar Palooza and everything. Liz. It's pretty damn cool. Starting to ramble now. I've had quite a few, probably not as few as everybody. You know, Ants Jr., Radar, Liz, Lori, Kent, Jazz, everybody having a great time. The one thing, so I did go to the this release earlier from this TF Brewing here in Salt Lake, the Haze Batch Series 4 All Nelson. It's fantastic. But all in all, I just wanted to call and say thank you, guys. This is everything I mentioned. It's fantastic. Thank you, guys, for everything. Later. Utah.
Thanks, Hop Sound. Just Hop sad down. He's not at Radar Palooza Live.
Dang.
Uh-oh. Hop Sound has another one. It's a third one. I don't know.
Yeah, Jazz. It's only 25 seconds. This guy named Jazz just dropped knowledge, and his jackass named Mikey from Fresno. What? Who the hell is this guy?
Yeah, Fresno County in the house.
Boom, the perfect four.
Fresno County. Yeah.
I'm gonna waste my second voicemail. Later, guys.
Your third, bro.
Hey,
That was getting rare. It's only 25 seconds. I like the Fresno County reference. That's important. We don't mention any other towns other than Fresno. Fresno and then right. Fresno County.
Or Fresno adjacent.
I'll mention Fireball, Mendota. That's fine.
Really? Signs are green there?
Right. Yeah, they got green signs there. It's fine.
Guys, it's Paul.
Hey, Paul.
Oh.
Finally. Listen, I know. I realize I haven't always been there for you when you needed me.
Yeah.
I know that I've let you down more times than you can count.
Uh-oh.
Just don't ever give
but right up. Now, at this moment, I am promising to do better. With this
finally.
Taco truck logger at my side, I vow to be a better friend, a better person.
Yeah. Yeah.
A better voicemailer.
Oh.
Please give me another chance. Please, guys.
I love you. No, man. I've heard this
please,
all before.
I won't let you down.
I've heard this all before.
Cheers.
I don't know if you've changed enough.
Well, wow. That's just the beer talking. He'll feel different in the morning.
Oh, yeah. He'll forget like, all about that.
Can you delete that?
Morning. He's going to do those, one of those emails of him. Could you delete that?
The next voicemail. Mikey, if you just do me a huge favor and just edit that last voicemail out.
We've had
if you get to edit this one out too, that'd be great. Yeah.
That would be great.
We've had a few of those over the years.
Just go ahead and come in tomorrow. That'd be great.
Somebody just emails the next day and is like, could you not play that one that I left? I don't know what I did. It's just good to hear from Paul. We just need to hear from him.
That's all we want.
That's all we wanted. So he sounds all right. He's got a sense of, he's got a sense of humor. So we're satisfied.
The main thing is he's still listening. He could be not calling and not listening.
Yeah, that'd be bad. That'd be bad, like Scotty B. You know, for someone to do, to not be listening.
But like 5 stars on Apple would make up for that.
Yeah, you can at least do that. You don't have to listen to do that. You can just...
You really don't. Just take our word for it.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Radar Paloozing with Beer! I am the Sky 91, and we are live from Radar Palooza in the great state of Wisconsin! And, wow, we are here with everybody. We got
Jazz in the house.
And for SoCal.
Blossom. Robin. Liz. Michelle.
Saul.
Lori.
Junior. Ken.
Pittsburgh Tom.
Yeah. Chicago. Chef.
Hey, and, Chicago. And the other half of the host.
Radar.
Radar! Liz!
Liz!
Oh, and we've got
virtual participant.
This is too loud. And we'll have to redo this one. And virtually on Zoom,
better not.
We got Dougie
Fresh.
Dougie Fresh.
Let him say what's up. Say what's up.
And we've got Hop's motherfucking hound.
Utah.
And we've got XL.
Oh. I remember XL.
And we are chilling, drinking all the beers that the great state of Wisconsin has and all the ones that have been shipped here from across the country. I mean, not shipped here. We didn't ship any beers.
No. Found.
magically showed
edit
up.
That out. Edit that out. Somebody edit that out.
Oh, man. We were over at Central Waters earlier today. And tomorrow we're going to Green Bay for the Packers at Lambeau.
Go, Pack, go.
Go, Pack, go.
Go, Rams, go. Go, Rams, go. Go, Rams, go.
And we have one more chant too.
One more chant.
Yeah, the other half of the host is
Liz.
So now we're gonna finish it off with
I know who I want to take me home.
So what you're all missing in Raider Palooza 2021.
This is what you're missing.
2021.
Ultimate, get it.
The ultimate.
Ultimate.
Get it. Happening here in Wisconsin. The greatest gathering of perfect poor listeners ever.
Knowledge.
Dropping knowledge. Wisconsin.
Hello, Wisconsin.
Shut up, dumbass.
Oh, man. Yeah.
On three, I like gold.
One, I think you're three. I love gold.
I enjoy gold.
We enjoy gold better.
I didn't catch that.
I appreciate
gold. Goldmember only liked gold. He was not in love with gold.
I find gold adequate.
He only liked in
Austin Powers. After that unfortunate
smelting accident. Okay, well, we'll wrap things up because we're probably going along. I'm getting the signal here. I'm getting the hook out from the side of the stage.
This is
Sky 91 at Radar Palooza.
Wrestling with beer, not
Colin and Janine. And we got Colin Janine popping in.
Janine.
Colorado. I only just got back from the brewery, so we decided to hang out with you guys for all.
Sweet.
Yay.
Yay.
What's up, Colin?
All right, well, as Colin and Janine just came in, we'll wrap up this voicemail. But this is the Sky 91 from Radar Palooza, and that's the bottom of the keg. Because Radar Palooza drinking!
Yeah. Woo! Woo! Radar Palooza. That's those people that don't go to the Friday night Zoom get-its. That's what you're missing out on. It's like that every time.
Yeah.
There is a point. So Mikey and myself both tuned in to this evening.
Yeah, we did.
And it was going well. And there was a point in the evening where Radar disappeared, and all of a sudden you just saw the Spitfire in the background. There was like a little burn barrel that just popped up. And then you could see like people's tents nearby. I think people were camping out on the lawn, but just like this just huge fireball just went.
Yeah. Well, it was just like sort of chill. We're just like hanging out at Radar Palooza. And there's just huge fireball in the background. Like, what the fuck was that?
Everybody had their jackets on.
Oh, yeah. They're on this.
And their flannels. And there's like some shit talking of flannels going on. Yeah.
Just drinking beer, having some fun. That's what Radar Palooza is all about. Good job, everybody there in Wisconsin. You'd be wise to join Radar Palooza next year.
Hey guys,
what's up?
It's Colin and Janine.
Hey. Fuck you guys.
What's up from Colorado?
Love you guys.
Colin didn't mean that.
No, not really.
Yeah,
we're having fun. Doing barbecue. My mom's birthday.
Yay!
You are not gonna ask how old she is, but she is awesome. She's my mom.
Yeah, so we're having super fun.
Mama's boy.
And we joined the Zoom call for a little bit. With the Radar Palooza people.
Yeah, those guys are way too much fun.
Yeah.
Like, we would fit in super good.
I would have totally done it, but I'm on call this week.
Yeah, we couldn't make it. Janine would be on call, so.
Yeah, so I couldn't do it.
So.
But, sounds fun.
We actually, so, Mikey.
Yes.
Okay, Mikey, you're a fucking nerd. We're trying to get with you on this whole thing, so. But I'm out of cash.
We've
been doing this for years, and so we finally decided to look it up. And it's SNL. Actually pretty funny, the I'm all out of cash thing. So,
oh, he wanted
that Kylo Ren and all
that. And the Californian. So his uncle's here.
California.
For his mom's birthday. He's from California.
What part of California?
He's been living in Burbank.
Off the I-5.
Yeah. And speaking of California,
take La Siena, get a boulevard.
To our Labor Day weekend trip to see the aunts and aunt's girl.
Yep.
Gonna be super fun.
Watch out for the garage boys.
Hopefully we can have some sort of a get it, at least with Evil Circle and Fontana Gym, more.
Oh no, Ezra, I'm gonna be, they'll take us everywhere.
They're the coolest people on earth.
We just lucky to get to know them a little bit.
Yes, we are lucky to be in their presence.
And then also Kevin Marie is going to go. And then Kevin says he's going to call the show. I'm like, Kevin.
Kevin said he's going to call the
show. You better call the show.
And we're going to bring suitcases of beer because Kevin's we're flying Southwest, so we get two bags. So we're going to bring some beer and hopefully bring some beer back home. So
right. We're
Don't count on Kevin, dude. Fontana. Don't count on Kevin to bring that beer
Fontana
back.
Jim's not going to be there because he's going on... What?
But we're still going to... He's camping, still going to meet up with him.
Garage Boys are kind of faded, dude.
Us and Sir Robin, we're going to kick some butt, have some fun, drink beers.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun.
Drinking beers,
Yeah, but it was super cool doing the Zoom call, and I heard that you guys joined the Zoom call, I think, after us.
Yeah, we waited.
Which is really cool. You know, I'm sure they appreciated that. It looked like they were having a blast. It looked really fun.
Yeah, you guys at the beach looked like you guys had fun at the beach.
All the breweries you went to.
All the breweries.
Camping I'm not into.
Lambeau Field.
You know, whatever your thing is.
It's all good.
It's all good. But we love you guys, and we want you to keep up the good work, guys.
And bye. Bye, Thornton.
Bye, Thornton.
Kind of like Denver. No. Kind of north.
Not Thornton.
I don't know what that's about.
Booze. Man.
Booze? It's about booze, guys. Okay.
About booze.
About booze. Does anyone have a new beer yet or anything?
Yeah, I'm finishing my apple.
All right. Yeah. I'm getting ready. Getting ready for a new one. We have a hefty voicemail week this week, guys.
Oh, good.
Good job, everyone.
What are the perfect pour? True, you be here. Matt, Nick, and Mike. What's up, homies?
What's up, Chew?
Radar Palooza happened.
Yeah.
I'm really jealous. I wish I could have been part of it, but hey, maybe next year, homie. Maybe the perfect Palooza in Fresno. Who knows?
Whoa.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's Edison right. Rada Destination Palooza. Spot.
In Fontana, or maybe even a let me see.
Come see where Abacus once lived.
Yeah, Jazz Palooza.
This is where the Abacus used to be.
I think he's in Oregon. Other than that, homie, you know, it was nice following these people on Discord and watching what they were doing. Quick thing though, Matt, maybe you can answer this question. I visited a couple breweries. One in particular, I'll give you the name. It's called Brew Yard over in Glendale. We had the beers there. Every beer was skunky. I know beers get skunky because of the see-through glass and the sun, and it breaks down the beer and it makes it skunky. But how does a beer get skunky if it's inside a kettle that's not, it's sunlight proof, homie? It's made out of freaking metal. So how does that type of beer get skunky? Is it the lines? Is it when they kegged it? Can you give me an answer, homie? My wife had a flight. I had a pint. I had an IPA. I thought maybe the skunky was part of the IPA, maybe kind of like a dank. But when she had her Heffen, she had a black Kolsch. She had a black lager, a Kolsch, and a Heffen. She had a vanilla cream ale. All of them were skunky. Why is that? And what else? That's it, homie. It's been a slow week. It's been a hot week, and that's about it. Just wanted to call in, touch base, and how does breweries get skunky beers, homes, when their lines don't even see the sunlight? That's it. All right, homie. This is Chew Your Beer. You have to watch. Peace out, eh?
Peace out, Chew. Thank you. Matt, how you get skunky beer if the thing's been sealed right and there's no sunlight? Why get skunky?
So, assuming the beer was brewed properly and fermented properly, going to the packaging stage, you still have the four main factors. You have time, temperature, light, and oxygen. So if it's in a keg, obviously you don't have to worry about light, but the amount of time it's in a keg, the temperature of the keg, and if the beer was exposed to oxygen in transferring it into a keg, all those factors can make beers off. If it's from a brewing perspective, it could be the yeast that they reuse. It could be water chemistry. It could be a hop that they're using. It could be I don't want to say sanitation. I don't know the place. I don't want to immediately go there, but it could just be a small tweak between brewing and packaging that could change, and it could do the whole fix everything. It could be stressed yeast. It could be temperature control. It could be throws hands up an infinite amount of reasons.
You just don't know. Any of those things could have happened to it.
Yeah.
But just know the oxygen kills. Keep oxygen. Everyone knows oxygen kills.
Oxygen oxidizes. That's all you need to remember. You do not want to drink oxidized beer.
Stupid oxygen.
Dead.
Are you guys about to open a new beer? Because I'm going to say we could go open up those core fours. Or ooh, we could save them for next week.
I'll get my core four. I'm okay. In.
All right. Core four time as we continue. Voicemails. Thank you, Chew. Oh, wait. Chew is still around.
What did I forgot to mention, homie? Last week, I think I heard something about Gail, Zach, and Steven trying to get back into brewing, homie. Is that a thing? I don't know if it was from you guys or from Courtney. Are they thinking of a GoFundMe or something like that where the community can be part of this? Or can I pull my 401k or refinance my house and pull out some equity and become a part owner, homie? You know, I don't got $1 million, but I got a couple hundred grand. You know, maybe I could be a 50% owner, homes. Maybe it could be like Gail, Zach, and Chew's Brews, or, you know, something like Manny, Mo, and Zach. I don't know, homes. Just, you know, I don't know. Maybe they don't want nobody to be a partner, but it'd be cool if we can pitch in, you know, like a GoFundMe. All right, homie, it's Chew Your Beer. You have to watch your homes. Peace out, eh?
Peace out,
Chew. Eggs and locks.
I don't know what you're talking about, Chew, but there's no Zach's going on right now. But it's good to know that if the Zachs do decide to come back into the industry, that Chew's got their back, and the Perfect Pour has their back, and if there's something
Chew's
we can do,
she's going to start at the Line Fest.
I'm going to start the Line Fest.
Yeah.
So if the Zachs ever think about getting back into it, coming back for another round, we'll be on it. So don't you worry. We got Chew. Chew your back. Chew's got your back. What was it? She was doing a hashtag this week. I got you. That was it. I got you. So, I'm sure the Zachs are glad to know that I got you.
Hey, fellas, it's Wazzy Corvette. It might be kind of loud in the background here because there's a lot of fans and some trivia happening because I'm sitting at a little place here in Fresno called Tioga Sequoia Beer Garden. And, you know, there's trivia happening and it's hot, so fans are going in. It's a fairly busy Wednesday night here a couple days before you record the show. Live, that is. Anyway, sitting here, I ran into a guy with a beard that that runs a tap room, and he said I should try a beer. So I tried a triple dry hopped General Sherman with Azaka hops, and that thing hit the spot for the first beer of the night. Incredibly light, fruity, with a nice bitter finish. It really was perfect. And then I went outside and had some spicy chicken wings from a little food truck here. And they were so spicy, I drank that beer kind of fast. And it didn't last that long. Moved on to have a summer vibes in a can, sitting in air conditioning, watching a little movie in the side room. It was perfect. Now I'm enjoying a 2017 barrel-aged smoke chaser, the barley wine from Tioga Sequoia. Delicious. Aged
go big,
well.
Go home.
And then next to it, I got a Hellas Session 1.5% IPA. This 1.5% IPA is one of the best low alcohol beers I've ever had. It has body, it has bubbles, it has flavor. Could drink a gallon of this a day and still probably operate heavy machinery. I don't operate that machinery. Anyway, fellas, Radar, I just want to holler out to you. It looked like you put on one hell of a show, one hell of a trip. I'm so sad I missed it. Everyone looked like they had a great time. To all you guys who went out there, thanks for posting pictures. It was just awesome to try to be on the sideline watching the first team play. Outside of that, fellas, nothing else here. Just keep up the good work. Thanks for the show. Check the dates. Have fun. Be safe. Cheers. Bye.
Bye.
I'm in Fresno.
We're sorry.
Fresno. Thanks, Wazoo. Reporting from Tioga Sequoia Beer Garden and lovely downtown Fresno. Next to the Colorado Rockies Single A Club, the Fresno Grizzlies.
Did he tell you how hot his wings were?
I missed that.
I missed the voicemail, so I didn't know if...
He said they're so hot that he finished the beer too quick.
Yep. There you go.
I love
I witnessed
gold.
Him getting another beer, and he's like, dude, I'm sweating. I was like, dude, in this heat, how can you tell the difference between the wing sweats and the heat sweats?
Which sweat is wing and which sweat is 104
I'd like
degrees?
To differentiate my heats, please.
This beer's amber. Why didn't you warn me?
New beers entering the show from our friends at Core 4 Brewing in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Wouldn't it be funny if you had there's a town called Oklahoma City, Oregon.
Yeah.
Oklahoma City, fun. Oklahoma City, California. Oklahoma City's Core 4. I had one last week. I had their Hazy IPA for a solid on point. The one I have now, we all each have our own Core 4 beer. I have Highway 33, the wheat ale.
Wheat.
Wheat. What do you have, Nick?
Mm-hmm. The Soul Shine American Blonde.
All right. And what do you have?
IBU Matt? 17.
Ooh, 17. Wow, that is no IBU at all.
That's a barely right now.
I have Oklahoma Sunset, Amber, 37 IBU.
37 IBU. Went ahead and gave it 37 IBUs. This is actually quite tasty. I do not enjoy wheats necessarily, but I don't have any problems with this. Both my Core 4 beers have been on point style. Just good stuff. How are you guys over there?
I'm awake, I promise.
All right.
The blonde is good. It's not crazy on the malts. but it's not. There's some flavor. Not overbearing, but not underwhelming either.
Matt's enjoying this as well.
This just in. I have a sponsored post from Mr. Peanut and the Nut Company.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
They said sea salt and vinegar peanuts pair well with IPAs.
Oh, yeah. They did put out a thing in their ad of, Mr. Peanut did a thing of a pairing of all their peanuts. What beers?
Hickory smoked barbecue peanuts pair well with lagers.
Lagers.
The Chile lime peanuts pair well with Hefeweizens. Whatever the hell this is, it's for the brother. The Planter's Turtle Sunday.
What the hell?
Pairs well with stouts.
Okay.
And then this one's for Mikey. The Chipotle peanuts, the Chipotle nuts, pair well with Pilsners.
All right. Makes sense.
Pils and peanuts.
I think they did right there. The Planter's Beer Pairings. Which, I mean, it's a good idea for them. Food people should be advertising more, coming out with more marketing ideas that involve beer. So that's a good idea. One more voicemail this week, and it comes from
What's up, guys? It's Jazz.
What's up?
I'm back from Radar Palooza, guys, and I gotta say it was fantastic. Man, it blew my expectations away. It was a great, great time meeting everyone. Big, big thanks to Radar and his wife, Liz. They did an amazing job hosting us. They took us to all sorts of cool places, guys. It was awesome. Lots of great breweries. But my favorite place was actually getting an opportunity to swim in Lake Michigan, guys. That was awesome. That was good times. The water was surprisingly really warm. It was a lovely day out there. Man, I just kind of want to relive it all over again. It was so fun. So, yeah, me, my wife, and I think everyone present had an amazing time. Also, quick shout out to Sal and his wife, Michelle. She made amazing chili for us and also gave us some really tasty desserts afterwards. So, guys, it was an amazing time. Radar Palooza was a phenomenal success. And it was just amazing getting a chance to meet Radar and his lovely family and everyone that made it out there, guys. It was a great time. So looking forward to doing it again next year, taking some recommendations what city we're going to host it in. But yeah, looking forward to a Radar Palooza 2022. Let's go. And a big thanks to the Perfect Pour guys for stopping in on Radar Palooza night and joining us on our Get It. That was really cool, guys. Thanks a lot for showing the support. We're all very excited for having you guys there, man. And yeah, you guys keep up the good work. The community is strong and getting stronger. And thank you, guys.
Peace. Yeah.
Thank you, Jazz.
Knowledge.
Radar Palooza, good times, great group. Just a fun weekend, man. Perfect Pour listeners getting together, just having some fun. Where will it be next year? Where will Radar Palooza show up next year?
Nashville.
I don't know that we have any Nashville listeners, Nick.
Well, you got 1 year to fix that.
All right. We got to start building a Nashville listenership now.
That's right. No.
Right.
Is there a Nashville in North Carolina? I feel like there is.
That's Asheville.
Oh.
Just so you know.
You're in Asheville.
You're in Asheville.
That was too good.
You're in Asheville. Thanks everyone for joining the show and leaving us content. Really appreciate it. Thanks to Radar Palooza making a great showing this year. Just it sounded like everything went well. I would like to hear like somebody's diary of the weekend. Like, was there any animosity, or was it all just from the outside in? It looked like it was just everyone just had. Keep up the good work. Keep up the
good work, guys. Wow. So, Mikey, you were on the outside looking in?
Yeah. Always.
Could you see through them?
Wow. I'll
fall for it, Mikey. Damn it. You're making a song reference. I'm not connecting it right now.
You could see through them? See to the real them?
Yeah. I could.
Is inside we're ugly?
Still not connected. We're on Untappd. Like trying to get badges every day. I'm trying to badge every day.
Yeah.
Dude, you trying to badge right now? Bro, I can't go to work. I'm trying to badge right now. Trying to get those Untappd badges. Stack them.
It's been a while since I've been on a board.
Stack them. Oh, yeah. Been on a board in general, let alone sweep it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I just brain farted there. I was going to do the voice one thing.
559.
No.
492. 9292.
No, shh. No, now you've broke everyone's brain. We're on Untappd, Dorktown.
Go in.
The Nick 80 and Bearded Brewer 87. If you would like to be our Untappd friends. Matt, did you drink anything this week?
I had a couple beers. I got to say hi to Chef from Chicago. He wasn't in Chicago.
Chicago. He was in Milwaukee.
Both is an imposter.
Got to drink a Nelson, baby, from Alvarado Street Brewing.
For you.
Alvarado.
Simcoe Galaxy from Cellar Maker.
Yeah.
Probably one of the best name puns of the year, Fresh Pills of L.A.
Oh, Fresh, yes. Is that Fresh Prince?
Yep.
Yeah. Meh. All right. Sounds good.
Then there was from Arrow Lodge Brewing, which was a first for me. I had Arrow Sol, which was a double IPA.
Yeah, 2 times batch.
And then from Fair State Brewing Cooperative, Cooperative. Yeah, that's what it is. Double Spirit Foul. It was another Imperial. I no questions. I just picked up beers. I didn't try to research where they're from, if they're good. I was just like, Spokeasy.
You just went
they got me.
Whenever you say Spokeasy, I'll drink it.
Well, I was on the Get It. I had an Advanced Fluid Dynamics from Weldworks. And it was a cool cheers because there was a Weldworks sign in the background. And I was like, hey, check this out. Look what I got.
Man. It blew your mind.
Yes, those are all beers that I have not mentioned before that I've had recently.
All right.
If I went any further down the list, I would have already had uniques. Those.
Uniques.
My previous episode.
That's all we care about, man. Uniques.
Unique New York.
Nick, what happened this week? Did you get any uniques? Did you add to your unique total?
Nothing unique. It was a normal beer week. I had some old Rasputin out of the can.
Boring.
Yep. Boring. Yeah, not much happened this week. Had some General Shermans out by the pool.
That's something. That's worth noting.
But it's not unique. It's like that's kind of like there's a pool and there's a General Sherman. Yeah. Yes, they go together.
Good combination. Good combo. You're pairing your beer well with pool.
Yeah, pool pairings.
Beer pairs with pool. That's what you're drinking?
Yeah, it's my uniques.
Yeah. Well,
that's what I did.
Okay. We'll accept it.
Yay.
Cellar Maker Brewing Company Dobis Pale Ale. That was fine beer. Urban Roots Brewing Company, Like Riding a Bike. One of my favorite IPAs. That's good as always. AE 3021 from There Does Not Exist, man. Central Coast Brewer. Good beer.
Damn.
Dust Bowls Win-Win. Double IPA. Clear AF from El Segundo Brewing Company. Down there in the LA. That's one of my Get It beers. Shreddy Vetter. The Hussey beer.
Shreddy Vetter. That one's good. Beer.
Huh? And that's what I was drinking, including my Radar Palooza beers.
Yeah.
Still enjoy our core four beers. Who wants to have some cheers? Let's go with Nick. Hey, you got some cheers to give us.
Cheers to the Fontana Jim. He rolled through Fresno earlier in the week and dropped some beers off for the show.
Cheers, the Fontana Jim and the rest of the Garage Boys.
That's right. Anson Robin for bringing me some brews from Southern California.
Stop saying brews.
Brews.
No.
Hey, brews.
No.
What's up, brews?
No.
How you brewing?
How you been brewing? Oh, yeah?
How you brewing? Brewing good?
When are you doing your dry hop? When is that?
Yeah. And which what mosaic are you doing?
Yeah. How many mosaics you have?
How many mosaics you got?
How many mosaic packs?
You have enough mosaic.
Huh? Extra mosaic?
Hold on. I think you mistook what I said.
Could I have mine with extra mosaic?
A lot of mosaic. The mosaic off? What I said was I'd like all the mosaic you have.
Any more cheers, Nick?
Cheers. Cheers to Temecula Vern. He posted earlier in the forum about Mountain Dew's hard.
Uh-oh. Mountain Dew's booze. Getting in the hard seltzer game?
Yeah, hard seltzer dews. Cheers to Kelly Hoosecraft. Saw her appear in the Porum lately.
Oh, yeah. I thought you said she was back in Fresno. It's like, oh.
Oh, no. Finally. No, she's too cool for that now.
Oh, yeah. She'll never give us the time of day anymore.
Us yeah.
Lonely friends and lonely Fresno.
Yeah. So those are some cheers I've seen recently.
I've seen cheersing recently.
Seen cheersing.
Cheers are golden gods of the perfect boar. Golden gods give us money every month. And in return, we let them listen to the tailgate and all the bonus audio. Basically, you know, what we're doing before the show, we just record that. And if you're a golden god, you can get to hear it. It's voyeurism, really. You're hearing us without show notes. Being real, man. So thank you to the golden gods for supporting the show. Also, cheers to... and by the way, the links are always in the show notes to the Patreon.
Yeah.
Or patreon.com/perfectpoor. Cheers also to Sacramento Honey, the wine cellar up there in Des Pères, the Milwaukee area. Sorry. The Core 4 Brewing, of course. Thank you for the beers and all the things. When you're any Perfect Pour listener in Oklahoma City, you got to go to Core 4. Core 4. Also, cheers to Rad Mike. The Friday night Zoom, get it, people. Thank you yeah. for keeping up the good work out there on Friday nights. If you are a listener of the show, you can also hang out with other listeners on Friday nights on Zoom. If you look in the show notes, there'll be a link so that you can find out what the hell the deets are so you can get in on this Friday night Zoom. Get it.
Boom.
Boom. So there you go. That's what I got this week.
Yeah.
So we're good to go.
Uh-huh.
We appreciate you listening.
Maybe.
But you gotta remember to be safe.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Matt agrees. Mm-hmm. Nick agrees. Everyone agrees. Be safe.
Turn the can.
Oh, roll your cans.
Oh, roll your cans. Or vacuum tube them.
Yeah. Yeah, if they haven't been vacuum tubed, then you got to roll them. Them's the rules.
That's right. So go to your nearest bank and have them vacuum tube it for you.
Did you vacuum tube this? I guess. Thank you. So, yeah, be safe. Have fun.
Uh-huh.
Check your dates. By the way.
Hell yeah. What?
Checking my dates this week.
Yes.
At the Save Mart at Bullard and West. I checked a group of, I'll just not say who it was, but of cans. It wasn't a local brewer. Yeah. And this is new to me. It was a 4-pack of 16-ounce cans, and it had two cans with two completely different dates. Both those dates were old. Neither one of them were good. One of the dates were 2020.
Oh.
And the point is, this is a 4-pack that had different dates inside of that 4-pack. So somebody was obviously changing things around, trying to be shady or something. So now more than ever, people, check your dates.
They're gonna mess with you.
Because you see one can, you're like, oh, 7/20/21. You're like, oh, yeah, I'm in on that.
Yeah. If I go now, I could get out of here in 5 minutes.
Yep. And the three other cans are 2020 cans.
Yeah, it's okay.
Oh, there's nothing worse than old IPA. It just isn't. I'd rather have a farmhouse out.
All right. Nothing worse.
All right. Thanks, everyone. Bye. Go have fun with the beer.
Yeah.